Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And we're excited to be discussing another workbook lesson on A Course in Miracles. I'm joined today by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. And let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. Today, we're discussing lesson 297, Forgiveness is the Only Gift I Give.
Forgiveness is the only gift I give because it is the only gift I want. And everything I give myself. This is salvation's simple formula. And I, who would be saved, would make it mine to be the other way I live within a world that needs salvation and that will be saved as I accept atonement for myself.
Father, how certain your ways are, how sure their final outcome, and how truly faithful is every step in my salvation set already and accomplished by your grace. Thanks be to you for your eternal gifts, and thanks to you for my identity. Forgiveness is the only gift I give, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Salvation's simple formula. We're doing everything to ourselves. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We are the ones who are creating our experience. We are the experience. Not having an experience. We are the experience. We're setting everything in motion, attracting all things to ourselves that are in alignment with our consciousness. Our vibration of consciousness is an attractor field, and it sets the tone for our day, for our experience, and for our expression, how we are being in the world, and how we're responding to how God is being in the world, because how God is being is love, covered over by our imagination. So the simple formula then is that we would be saved is that I live within a world that needs salvation, and that will be saved as I accept the atonement. And of course, referring back to the atonement is the chain of forgiveness. The atonement is the principle of forgiveness for the world. Forgiveness is the only gift that I truly can give. Everything else that I'm giving is a withholding of forgiveness, a withholding of love.
So what am I forgiving?
Are you asking me the question?
I am.
Well, the world, for what it is, in essence, it's our creation. And if we see it as something other than what's really there through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, then what we're giving is our interpretation of the world. We're forgiving our meaning that we're laying onto the world. We're moving back before we gave that meaning, before we gave that interpretation, that judgment. And we ask to be joined with the Spirit so that we can see the world as it truly is, which is a benevolent gift of God, a reflection of ourselves.
So as we approach this election week, this week before the 2020 presidential election, you know, how would you teach about forgiveness during this time that can be meaningful to our audience as we approach this week?
Well, first and foremost, forgiveness is based on acceptance. You know, When we move back before we give judgment, we're simply just being present. We're seeing everything as it is. This world, this week, this election is a series of meanings and definitions, mutually agreed upon ideas playing out on the world, on the mirror of the world, just reflecting back thoughts that we've held and thoughts that we hold. But as light workers, students of A Course in Miracles, we're asked to do something that's absolutely bizarre. We're asked to withhold judgment. We're asked to be neutral. We're asked to know that the world in itself is an event and all events are neutral. We're asked to be allowing and accepting, regardless of what the election, however it turns out. It's just a reflection of our consciousness, our mass consciousness. And however it turns out, it doesn't really change anything, but it does present an opportunity to withhold further judgment, to withhold further reaction, to withhold our contribution to negative energy, and to give an opportunity. It is an opportunity for us to give the only gift we can give, which is forgiveness, which is the extension of allowance, acceptance, and love. Regardless of how things play out, our job really is to accept and allow.
So in a situation where an individual or people feel that they have been justified in their unforgiveness and that they have been quote unquote wronged, and perhaps even can point to how that they have been wronged and harmed by other individuals, how would you counsel them in forgiving? Because it sure doesn't feel like they should have to be the ones to forgive. It sure does seem as if forgiveness should be asked of them, not just freely given.
So what's being reflected is the lack of forgiveness in ourselves. As soon as we start forgiving, the world starts showing up in that same energy and frequency. When we don't forgive, we're saying, oh, I've been harmed. Well, that's saying I'm a victim. And you can't be a victim. That's impossible. In a dream, you can have an illusory experience of being victimized. But in truth, you can't be. If you're having an experience like that, at some point you have to realize, and not everybody's willing to do it, not everybody's ready to do it. I'm not here to, of course, is not here to cause people further anguish and frustration, because if you really feel like you're being victimized, the only thing that I could personally counsel someone to do is to be with it. Experience it. Because we've called it forth. It's our energy that's being reflected. But if God,
so if someone's in an abusive situation, you would just say, be with it?
Well, if they're not willing to stand for integrity, if they're not willing to step up to the power that they have to make a different choice, out of integrity, they could say, I don't want to do this anymore, and walk out the door. Mm-hmm. Everybody has that. Everybody's making that choice moment by moment by moment.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you forgive the quote-unquote abuser?
Well, moving back before you gave judgment means to withdraw judgment.
And give me an example of the judgment I might be casting in that type of situation.
Well, if we're giving judgment, we're insane. Basically, we're outside of our alignment with truth. We are separated from our true self. So forgiveness from that mind is not possible. It's just not possible, because that mind is the mind of judgment. So we're asking the mind of judgment not to judge. That's like asking your cat not to be a cat. It's just going to be a cat. That's what it is. But we, as Christ, the children of God, have a choice to see things differently if we will join, instead of with the mind of separation, which really isn't separation because we're joining with it, but instead of joining with that mind, that thought system, that that is pervasive in the world, that we step back, take a good deep breath, we become present, we practice the holy instant, and we allow ourselves to be informed by our higher self, the truth, the Holy Spirit, which is our right mind. And when we join with that mind, everything's already forgiven. Now we're seeing the world in a completely different paradigm. We're not fixing the ego. We're accepting it for what it is, a tiny mad idea. It's insane. Mm-hmm. But we have to step away from it. We're either hypnotized by it and giving it expression, or we can step away from it. And now joined with spirit, we can let it go. We can express love. We can express true forgiveness because the Holy Spirit, through the vision of the Holy Spirit, everything's already forgiven. The Holy Spirit sees the insanity of the ego self, the insanity of the ego mind.
So the abuser and the abused or the victim are all operating in the ego mind, which is insane. And when we connect with the mind of God through Holy Spirit, we are able to release our judgment by reason of insanity that we were operating from the mind that is insane, everybody. And so forgive them, for they know not what they do. And, you know, this is also you receive as you give. So as you forgive, you are forgiven. But then in the mind of God, there's nothing to forgive. Mm-hmm. Because you're really forgiving what never really happened.
Yes.
And yet we are in a human experience, which tells us something has happened. So I'm kind of grappling with this myself today. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm asking these questions, because I'm playing devil's advocate. I know the answers. Mm-hmm. But there are days when I do not experience the freedom and the gift and the joyfulness and the freedom of it. And so I'm just kind of, since I'm in touch with that aspect of myself today, I'm asking these devil advocate questions, you know, to elucidate that sometimes there's a process in this.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it does take time. So in religious science, we say that healing is instantaneous, but sometimes the process of forgiveness is the time that it requires for the mind to align with truth. Mm-hmm. And so I speak this to say that it is a practice. And I guess that's why it's said, you know, to forgive 70 times seven, that it is a way of life. It becomes a way of life, and it becomes easier as we begin to do it no matter what, or engage, or at least understand and know, oh, I'm feeling upset, I'm feeling reactionary, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling, you know, unsettled. All of those are a call to some forgiveness of some judgment that I am holding. So this is the solution to everything.
It is.
So.
Okay. It doesn't make it easy.
Okay.
But one of the things that we can help ourselves with is, instead of saying, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling shame, I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling jealousy, we can say the ego's feeling depressed. Mm-hmm. The ego's feeling shame. The ego's feeling jealousy. The ego's feeling anger. The ego. Mm-hmm. It's not what I am. But if I'm not willing to begin to separate myself from those feelings, because all those feelings are just attributes of fear at one level of frequency or another, they're all the same thing. They're fear.
And so this requires that of faithfulness. This requires the decision that we have made to put our faithfulness in this pathway and in God. You know, God How certain are your ways? How sure their final outcome? And how truly faithful is every step in my salvation set already and accomplished by your grace? Thanks be to God for this eternal gift, and thanks to you for my identity. So I place my faithfulness in this day, that forgiveness is the only gift I give.
Yep. You know, I'm seeing a vision, you know, metaphorically, of someone who's living on the North Pole. And in that extremely harsh environment, it makes perfect sense to shield ourselves with clothing and all kinds of wrappings and extra layers to protect ourselves from the onslaught of the attack of the weather, right? And we can metaphorically looking at this as defense, and we're looking at the coats and the mittens and everything as, let's say that metaphorically, that these are ideas of judgment and of fear of being attacked and being harmed. And it makes perfectly sense to wrap up with all of this. But we are on a journey, and we're going to go to a sunny beach in California. Well, along the way, we can take all that with us, and we can wear it. But along the way, it becomes very uncomfortable when we realize that we don't need it anymore.
Mm.
And we can let it go.
Mm.
And by the time we get to the beach, we can literally be in our underwear, in a bathing suit, and be perfectly okay.
Or we could be naked.
We could be naked. Perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've let go of all ideas that we need these things to protect ourselves. We don't forgive because we hold an idea in our mind that that's what makes us safe.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment keeps us safe.
Mm-hmm.
It is a defense to cover some attribute of fear.
Mm-hmm.
It could be jealousy. It could be victimization. It could be apathy. It could be pride. All of those things, shame and guilt, all fit right in there. The point is, as we begin to realize that letting those things go, letting those heavy coats go, as we move into the daylight, as we move into the warm embrace of love, we can let those things go.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is the only gift I can give.
So it's not a gift to give your peace of mind. It's not a gift to to set someone straight. It's the gift is that they are a holy gift of reflecting back to us.
That's right.
Our areas of healing and judgment.
Yes.
That is calling forth for forgiveness.
Right. Okay. And it's very subtle that people who may be on the other side of the aisle from us politically, you know, can we say that we haven't judged them? They're on the other side of the aisle. Just by the very nature of the statement, yes. They have different opinion. They have a different positionality. Our job as light workers is to look within and ask, as Jesus shared in the Course in the Way of Mastery, what is it mirroring in me?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it masking in them?
Right.
It's a tough call to be a light worker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a blessing that we can give only to ourselves. And as we give it, and I should say share it with the world, we are truly blessed by it.
Mm. Well, thank you.
Great question. Tough questions. But as students of A Course in Miracles, you've accepted the challenge to look at your look at your thought system. You know? And Jesus says it takes a little willingness, but I think later in the textbook he actually fesses up and says, well, it takes great willingness.
Yeah. All right. Forgiveness is the only gift I give.
And it's the gift I can give today. If not now, when? If not who?
If who else not could you.
Be? Yeah. If not who? Me, then you who? Know, yeah. Who else? We can call on Jesus to do it, but you know what? He can't do it for us.
Right.
Can't do it for us. Well, thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. I know we've gone quite long today, but thank you for being with us. It's been a good discussion, a challenging discussion. And we're so grateful that you're hanging out with us. Stay the course. We're committed to staying it with you. We'll be back. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send into the heavens and in